You can keep the phone, number, and network you already have. Already got a 5G phone? Keep that too, because TracFone runs on America's best networks now with 5G nationwide. Plus, we've got unlimited talk and text smartphone plans starting at just $20. TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control. 5G nationwide access requires a 5G capable device. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
Exergen wants you to know about an important study just released by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has known all along. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy and labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate the rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Back here in the hangar, Lady Bombers in control of this one, 39-18. Almost ready for mop-up time here. Bomber boys will be taking on the Junction City Dragons from way down in South Arkansas, about as close as we are to the state of Missouri. They're as close to the state of Louisiana,
It's a long drive for them, you know. Let's just hope they don't get off the bus and very well.
As the jumper by Chapin won't go, offensive rebound to Jackson. I tell you what, Lady Bombers seem like have gotten a lot of offensive rebounds. Wilbur to the nailhead, down to Chapin. Chapin on the right block, met by two Lady Bobcats, a whistle, and she stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, one thing I like to see Emma doing, she's catching that ball at the high post, and she's squaring up and looking. Right there, she had Monica cutting. You know, that you got to see what you're doing before you're deciding, and she's doing a good job of being patient, squaring up, looking, and before she makes a decision.
So flipping with the ball once again. 21-point lead, Lady Bombers on top, 7.5 to go. As Lady Bombers switching the screens, Alexander to the corner now. That is Leniger. Leniger kicks it out to Wire. Wire three-pointer, rattle around is missed on a contact, and it's going to go to Mountain Home. As the Lady Bombers will retain possession in front of the flipping bench. 39-18 our score, 7-11 left in the ball game. Husky to Mullen. Wilbur at the nailhead. Wilbur looking, got it tapped out of her hands. Good dive for the loose ball, but it's picked up by Flippin. Flippin pushing ahead. Driving ahead is Leniger. To Spoon. Three-pointer on the way by Greenhaus missed, and it went over the back of the backboard.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times tonight with those coming up and hitting. You don't see that very often in a game, but we've seen it several times tonight, coming up and hitting the railing, holding the backboard, coming down from the ceiling.
I'm going to call that the support.
If
it's a stanchion, if it's on the ground. As Wilbur gets it to the high post, if this score holds, the Lady Bombers will play at 8:30 tomorrow against Rogers, who won in a nail-biter against Fayette Ware, Tennessee, who led the whole ball game till the last 30 seconds. They were up. Of course, you were at the junior high for those games up there, those two blowouts so far. But, you know, Fayette Ware led by 12 points, and then they coughed it up in the fourth quarter. So that'll be, if the score holds, who Mountain Home plays tomorrow. They'll play Rogers, and a whistle and a foul. Going Kate Jackson. Be her fourth foul, team's third. I imagine Dell just, if he doesn't sub her out, he'll probably just let her foul out, you'd think.
Yeah.
So that's going to send Brooklyn Leniger to the free throw line. First free throw good. First points of the night for Brooklyn.
You know, right now with the Lady Bombers, they're still trying to work on chemistry this year. With the way the rotations go, you got some girls that have seen the floor, but not a lot of minutes that they've had in the past few years. And so you like to see this time just to continue to build that cohesiveness, to build those rotations.
Start to gel.
Yep.
So Jackson to Chapin on the left block. Chapin with the right-handed hook shot. Rattle around, good. Monica Chapin in the book, first points of the night.
It's just a matter of time for Monica. She's been getting her hands on a lot of balls, like you mentioned earlier. It's good to see her get one in the hoop.
She was around the – she's been all over the place so far in a good way. And finally got to pay off. So driving inside's flipping. Looked like Spoon got away with a walk. Now to the corner, Leniger. Leniger inside to Greenhaw. Jumper's missed, and it's picked up by Waymire. Waymire to Husky. 5:40 left in the ballgame. Lady Bombers in control, 41-19. Hey, Flippin looks exhausted almost.
Yeah, we've ran the ball, though. The girls have done a great job getting up and down the floor, making flip and run with our speed.
Husky to the corner. Into Waymar on the right block, off the window, won't go. Offensive rebound, Waymar kicks it out. Mullen for three, rattle around, won't go. Picked up by Spoon. Spoon a flipping, pushing across the timeline. On the far sideline. Up top, Greenhaw, three-pointer on the way. Hit the front of the iron, no good. Right to Waymar, another rebound. She's got to be in the high teens of rebounds so far. Husky driving, a lot of contact, jumpers missed. Chafin right there for the offensive rebound. Chafin to Husky. Nobody open. Nobody there under the rim, and Husky just drove in. Nobody between her and the bucket.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird deal. It's almost like we got the rebound.
Everybody just got back.
Yeah, they thought we were going the other way, and everybody ran, and then they noticed it and came and fouled Parker.
You know, Parker was almost surprised, too. She saw that nobody was there, and she was almost surprised. Like, whoa, there's, you know, a lot, nobody there. So Husky's first free throw is good. She's had a good night so far. She's got 10 points now.
Like I said, Parker's been all around the rim on our free throws all year. You got one to go down, and there's another one. Good. Hopefully seeing that ball go in from the free throw line helps her there.
You know, she's not nearly the free throw shooter that her sister was. Her sister was an excellent free throw shooter, and she might even say she's the better player. But I think they're both pretty good.
Yeah, I think then dad comes in and maybe she settles
them
all straight.
Yeah, Mitch is kind of the mediator of that, but – and Mitch might even say he's the better one. A Spoon driving inside, a whistle and a foul is called as Chafin knocked her out of bounds. I think it's going to go on Chafin. It will. Well, Chafin helped her up.
I can promise you Coach Husky's going to say he's the better one, whether he is or not.
Oh, no question. So Flippin will throw in. It'll be Wolf to throw in as Husky and Mullen step out. Great job by them tonight. 43-19 our score, 4:35 left in the ballgame. Bounce to Alexander. Alexander off the window, won't go. Great job by Waymire to muscle that rebound out of her hand. Jackson now pushing across the timeline, knocked out of her hands, and it'll stay with Mountain Home. 4:23 left in the ballgame. Lady Bombers leading 43-19. Jackson now. Jackson to the corner. Chafin thought about a jumper, now to Rucker on the left wing. To the right wing, Jackson. To Chafin now. Chafin driving along the baseline. Floater left it long. Wilbur right there for the offensive rebound and the putback.
In my right place, right time on the offside. You know, when they shoot on the near side, get to that offside. More than likely, that's where the ball is going to come off at.
Spoon with the ball running the offense now. A lot of subs in for Flippin. Thought about a three. Greenhaw still in the game. Played a lot of minutes, a lot of good minutes. Three-pointer hierarching shot by Benedict is no good. Rebounded by Rucker. Rucker picks it up, 3:45 left in the ballgame. Nearing the Arkansas Activities Association. We call it the Mercy Rule, but what's the fancy name for it? As Chafin's three on the way, good! Monica Chafin from downtown makes it a 29-point ball game, 48-19.
You love to see these girls getting shots. Now, I tell you, basketball is a hard sport. There's a lot of work, a lot of sweat that goes into it. And, you know, games like this, you'd love to see Monica get out there and get that three.
As Greenhaw's three, rattle around, won't go. Rebounded to Waymire. Waymire picks it up. Surveyed the floor. Jackson driving, picks it back out. Annie Norcross set to check back in. As it's sent in to Waymire, kicks it out. Chafin wants another three. Missed right to Rucker. Rucker takes a dribble. A lot of contact. Counted and one. Amelia Rucker gets the and one. As that'll go on Sam Greenhaw, be her third foul, team sixth, as it sends Amelia Rucker to the free throw line, who's had a good night so far here in the second half. She's got 7 points pending this free throw. Free throw on the way, good, and it's 51 points for the Lady Bombers as we are now in the, we call it the Mercy Rule, but what is AAA called? I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's like a sportsmanship.
The sportsmanship rule.
Yeah.
It's something fancy, but it's really the Mercy Rule.
And what that means is the clock will run continuously now, no matter what.
As jumpers missed, rebounded right to Flippin. Alexander with it. Dumped down, hook shot by Benedict is good.
That's the second time Benedict's had that nice little hook shot there.
He's got 6 points tonight so far. Jackson Euro stepped through the lane, missed the layup. Right to Chafin. Chafin puts it in off the window. Good. She's got 8 points here in the fourth quarter of play. Monica Chafin, now the third leading scorer so far tonight. As Spoon with the basketball, go ahead.
The Lady Bombers have been relentless on the offensive glass tonight.
As Alexander's layup good. No matter what, even if Flippin cuts it to under a 30-point game, the clock will still run the rest of the way. So we're about 2 minutes from home here. Chafin had a lot of space there. Could have taken three. Made the right play. Passed it down to Norcross. Norcross hook shot is missed. Excuse me, post shot, and she's fouled. As it's going to go against Sam Greenhobby, her fourth foul. Team's eighth. As it sends Andy Norcross to the free throw line.
Here's a time where normally the clock would be stopped, but it's continually running now, so we're at a minute and a half.
It's a lot easier to keep track of time.
Yeah.
As we have free throws good by Norcross. Next one is missed. A lot of contact, a whistle, and a foul is called. As we have a few substitutions. As the clock is stopped. As we have a substitution, the foreign exchange student from Mountain Home seeing her first minutes here. As the clock is stopped here.
Dylan, that's Maria Marzipan, who has checked into the game for the Lady Bombers.
I knew her. I knew Maria, but I couldn't remember her last name. As Wilbur's free throw is good. Maria, foreign exchange student here from Mountain Home, believes she is from France.
Yeah, I think she's from France.
Uh-huh,
that's
she's
right.
First action here so far. First time she's been in, and she looks like a nervous wreck, but she'll be okay. As offensive rebound, Norcross comes up with it. Wilbur. Working through traffic, a lot of contact, tried to get it back out. Norcross with it to Chafin. Marzipan had it. Marzipan gets it back, puts up the three. It's tipped in the air, was blocked. And Flippin comes up with the ball.
The whole bench will stand up screaming, shoot it, shoot it, shoot it.
As it's sent underneath the Hodges, and she's fouled. Tell you what, I saw a smile from Coach Leonard here. That's so 20 seconds left in the ball game. Lady Bombers in control, 55-23. Go ahead, Brad.
I think Maria's from Italy is what.
Italy,
what
that's
yeah.
Right. I got confused. I remember Maria. I couldn't remember her last name. I couldn't remember exactly what country. I knew they had good food there.
That's right.
So that was what I had a 50-50 shot. As Wilbur comes up with the rebound. Jackson with it now. As Jackson.
Here she goes again.
To Maria Marzipan. As it's knocked out of bounds. 8.9 remaining. Not exactly sure why the clock has stopped, but as they started here, Lady Bombers don't even have to throw it in, and the Lady Bombers open up the Ultimate Auto Group basketball tournament with a W, 55-24. Great job by Mountain Home. As we're going to take a short little break, bringing the Dewey and Sons Plumbing player of the game. Going to take a short little break. Lady Bombers come out on top, 55-24. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball. Classic Hits 101.7.
Across the state of Arkansas, Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville join you in cheering on our favorite teams. We applaud that extra effort that makes our schools and activities an important part of our communities, more now than ever. Working